The Mishnah, V'teile v'choldav v'shiyachayla litlay. So try to handle a little bit the sugya of Kliya v'ksamen. Shteyne Mishnah, V'teile v'choldav v'shiyachayla litlay. Shachata v'him achayav o'if, Yishas v'ksamen, V'shiyash v'tzar asukim behem, Horga ma'achadis reza teile v'ch. Chulu. The Gemara brings down a machlekes. And at the end of the Gemara, so state Omer Ravashi, Ir sheyesh ba chazirim, ein choshesh in l'ksamen. A ear that has chazirim, ain't choshen liksam, we're not choshen for liksam bachlal. Says Tosfos, Oimer Rashbam, Da'afilu yoisi michagris, va'afilu minachogu lamato, va'afilu in esasko, ve'in lamaka sheish lo higalea, lo hitzi dam, still your toilet, in ear sheish by chazirim. The shayla is, what was the chiddush of the Rashbam? What was the Rashbam mechadish bachlal? Shteini Gemara, Yir Sheish B'Chazirim, Ein Choshen L'Ksam, Yir Nachish R'Ksam B'Chlal. Says the Rashbam, even if it's more than a gris, even if it's Lamala Min HaChogar, even if she doesn't have a Mako, of course, obviously. If she has any one of those, then she doesn't have to come into the fact that it's Yir Sheish B'Chazirim B'Chlal. The very fact that it's less than a gris, or that it's Lamala Min HaChogar, or that she has a Mako, that's enough of a Sibi to be Teila. Why do I have to come into Yir Sheish B'Chazirim? What's the Chiddush B'Chlal of the Rashbam? Kinnir, the Aruch HaNer, is bothered by this. He's in the Sur to this Shaila. He's also bothered by the Shaila of Yirsheish B'Chazirim in Choshishim Miksom. Says it's the lesson that we do not find an entire parak in Choshishim. So we want to tell you that Chodim Mitiretz is B'Chavrato. That the Rashbam was bothered Gufa by the Shaila of what's the lesson of in Choshishim. The Meili said in Choshishim means that you don't even have to B'Chlal B'Boydik. You don't have to see is it Lamala Min HaChogar, is Lamata Min HaChogar. You don't have to take the penny and match it up against it to see is it more than a gris or less than a gris. Ain't chayish liksam, you're not chayish liksam. The shaila is though still tzarich bir tzas. So what was the Rashbam mechadish? La halacha, it sounds like he's being mechadish something. It's something that I wouldn't see in the Gemara. He's being mechadish something. Oimer Rashbam, and not only that, it's brought down la halacha. There's Maimon, there's Ruah. They bring down this Rashbam la halacha lemaisa. What was the chiddush that he was mechadish in his pshat? That they bring down halacha lemaisa. L'chora, I'll select in that which it says yir sheish b'chazirim in chayish liksam. So after you could say, but if an acher ktsas, ken zayin, remember that this is the kavanah of the Aruch HaNer, it's not so clear that this is what he's trying to say, but ken zayin, mefarish bini nacher, behektim, a little hezber in the holding of macholis, telan akigris. We have, shteyt in the Mishnah, we have macholikis, hargo macholis harizu telibo, arkama telibo, b'chanir menetik nesem ratkigris shapul, v'afa pishle hargo. In the Gemara we have macholikis, between Moshe Gamliel Chacham and Mechani Ben Deisa. The Sanya, Horga Toila Loi Horga Ena Toila. Divir Moshe Gamliel. Chacham Maimrim, Bein Kach O Bein Kach Toila. Sai Horga, Sai Loi Horga, you're allowed to be Toila. Amr Moshe Gamliel, the Dvore and Kates, the Divir Chavir and Seif. The Dvore and Kates, Shein Lecha Isha Shetari Labayla, Shein Lecha Komitu Mita Shein Bakamati Pidam. The fee me that holds, says Moshe Gamliel, I hold that you cannot be Toila. If it's no yarga, if you don't know that it's yarga, so every isha is going to be tameo, because every mita has kameti b'dam, dam achilus. The divrei chaver ain't safe, but the fila chacham, there's no end b'chala. An isha is always going to be tahor. You're going to be mafkia the entire din of ksam. Shein lecha isha shein tahor lebayla. Shein lecha kol sadan v'sadan shein b'kameti b'dam. Because there's no sadan that doesn't have kameti b'dam mido, and nevertheless, according to them, we're going to be tahor them. We could always be tahor. Avonir and Devim Chanina ben Antignis midvarim midivreim, Shayoim rad kama hitoila kigusha pu. Well, the Dvar of Anumayrim. Well, Locha, we pass in, says Rabshim Gamliel, Kedvar of Anumayrim, Dvar of Anumayrim, Dvar of Anumayrim. Pashtas, this is how we go to Alocha. Rabshim Gamliel's maskim, that we pass in the Chanina ben Antignis, Sai whether Harga Macholis, Sai whether Loi Harga Macholis, Hilad of Hitoila, in a Macholis at Kigris. Why? Since they had these Macholis, these kinois, these bugs, that were able to produce up until a gris of blood, which is about a penny nowadays. Mamele, you're always allowed to be tailor. Any kesson that you find, you're always allowed to be tailor in a machunis. This is brought down l'alacha by all the Rishenim. This is how we paskin. L'alacha l'maisa. Shulchan Aruch brings it down. No one argues. The only shayla is, how nowadays are allowed to be tailor in a machunis if we do not have bugs that produce that amount of blood? Your mosquito, your regular mosquito that you find, not always does it have red blood b'chlal, and if it does, it's a minute amount. Comparatively, there's nowhere near the amount of a penny. Ebazay, what right do we have to be teila in a machilis? And always say, any dam up until a gris, we can be teila in a machilis, l'chiro, Nowadays, we do not have such machers. So this question was addressed by the Chassam Sofer. He has a tshuva about it. It's brought down in Kuftzadi, Pesachei Tshuva, Oisyud. And he wants a time like this. He says that since lechatchila the whole din of Ksamim was only atu the din of Tyrus, the Hainu, that which Rebbe Tama Isha Labayla was only once we had the din of Ksamim that a Isha or a Begid was Tamei Latiris, Lini Tumav Tyrus, Mamela they were Goizer also on the Isha. It's only atu the Tyrus they were Goizer also Tumas Isha Labayla. Mamela. Even though Bizman is there, we talk, we do not have any machilasin, but nevertheless the shir doesn't change. Why? Because lechatchila the whole gzeir was only at the gzeir of Tumas Isha Labayla was only at the Tumvatara. So now we don't have Tumvatara. So Bezim we shouldn't have the Tekan anymore. But since Chazal were gzeir, Ein Bezim Yechin Levato Divrei Chaverim Elim Godol Mimenu Bechokhmah Minyan, merely can't be Mevatlet. So we still have that gzeir. But we're not going to be more machmer than they were at the time of the Tara. Daya Lovim Minadin Lias Kenodin. We're only coming to be Matamah the Isha Labayla because of what it was Bizman Taras. Bizman Taras, you allow that up in their gris. Bizman Azeh, we talk, don't have such a man. But Bizman Azeh, we don't have the Siba for the whole Takana. We're only doing it up to what we used to have beforehand, which was up to Tyrus. Now we don't have the Tyrus, so, but we didn't lose the Dinin. And whatever Dinin we had back then, Mishas Tyrus, remember we have Bizman Azeh also. Now, Lachar, this stems Lafi, all the Rishenim, in the gather of some Rashi that says that there's a Rashi in the Tesmer Aleph, Talon was able to get to there. That which we were grazing on Ksamim was Shalei Lahokal Benid Gemurim. Now, Mashma that Ksamim was Lav Dafka because of Tumah V'Tara. Some say it's a chash always that maybe we can have a chash of Karth. However, it's not before Shin Rashi. Ken Zayin Shalei Lahokal Benid Gemurim means Shalei Lahokal Benid Gemurim, Dainu Tumah V'Tara, which is Midaraisa, by Inisha. Anida Gemura leinin Tumah V'Tara. You have no raya that leinin Nida Gemura means leinin ish alabayla. And in Tesis also, Tesis that learns that the whole zera is that you shouldn't have on Nechasa Bar Aleph. Time to have Nechemek even the Dover Shakesma by Tor, Gamal Isha le Gozu Tumah. That since the thing that the Kesma is on is Tor, so they weren't grazing Tumah on the Isha. In other words, the Sidra Tyrus Masber says, but that's Tesis al Derech Daf Rashim, that lechatchila they were grazing. Ksamim that Yishloi Lahakav Nida Gemuro, but any time that there was never a Tumah and Tara on the Begadim, they weren't grazer on the Isha either. The Hainu also the same thing. The whole Chash of Ksamim is Shloi Lahakav Nida Gemuro. Not any time we say Nida Gemuro, when we learn the whole parak of Arei Kesem, we're always our ganze Cheshbonis when we're making a Cheshbonis in the Sugya. It's all Tumas Isha Labayla. Vetzem, it's not mafurish anywhere, except on the Nechasim Rebbeis, it's not mafurish anywhere that the din of Ksamim is also leaning to Masish Labayla. That's why they have to bring a raya. There's a Ravid, Rav Avedin, that is brought down in the Rishenim, that holds that the whole din of Tumasish Labayla, the whole din of Ksamim was only said leaning to Mavatara. It wasn't said leaning Ish Labayla Bachal. And they bring a raya from Amud Beis. Ein lecha isha shetahir Labayla. It's muchach that it's also leinin tayr labayla. That's the only raya that they have from the entire parak that we're handling tumas ish labayla. Beitzem the ikur nidun of tzamim and the tumah derabanan was said gzok tivar nechatchila leinin tumah v'tayr. Wasn't leinin ish labayla. Ish labayla is only a takeoff of the tumah v'tayr. Is there a two or ten more? I don't know if it says anywhere that it's up. That they are for Tumah Tara. They are for Tumah Tara. But it doesn't say Lechatchila, that's the only reason why. The Ma'arav Shalom Vadet, can Zayin also for Nida Gemur? But why does that have to tell you that it's Isha Labayla? The Ma'arav Shalom Vadet, that's a Nida Gemur. Maybe she's the Taka Nida Gemur, that there's an Indian of Tumah V'Tayr or Mida Raisa. But that doesn't tell you Isha Labayla. And Chalami, so the Yuzichar don't have a Raya from him. You don't have an Raya. No, he says that it's not. It's a davar shel shchiyah. Says the Rashi. It's mostly leshich, and it goes to the Rabbanon. Zichar, the whole din of Ksamim is only din the Rabbanon. Even if it's a minigay to Tumah V'Tara, it's only din the Rabbanon. So, meila, hey mamru, they goes to davar shel shchiyah. Mamela zakta chsam sefer. Bisman hazeh hagam that we talk do not have ma'achilisim that are the size of a gris, that are the size of a penny. Nevertheless, it's the whole takana lechatchila of tumas ish lebayil, which is all that we have. Bisman hazeh was at the tyrus. Tyrus we don't have. Nafla yisay nafla avinin. Just we have to keep the takana going. But we're not going to be more machmer than they were lechatchila when they had the tyrus. Lechatchila they were able to be tailored to gris. You can be tailored to gris now also. That's one mahalach. L'chor, there's another mahalach also. And that is that b'chla lechatchila, when Chazal were geizer on the din of Samim, le'gozer apachas mitha gris. Because there was always this problem, it was so rogel. The Lashon of Shimon Gamaliel is, ein lecha kol mitu mita shein b'kama tibidam mechorlis. Every single bed that they had bed bugs in every single bed. It is so rogel that b'chla le'gozer. Le'gozer b'chla on Samim apachas mitha gris. Bemes, this is Pashtas and Machlekes Achreinim. It's a Klar Machlekes Achreinim. Pashtas also, it's Machlekes Rishenim too. This is Nakudu. The Hainu. The Sidra Tara in Kuvtsadi, Sifkotin Lamadavov, in Sifkotin Samachalef, Sif Lamadavov, Sifkotin Samachalef, he brings down from the Miltsdoka that time is like this. Says the Miltsdoka that even if you have Dam that's Vade Bamigufo, she sees it dripping out of her body. Nevertheless, if it's Pachs Micha Gris, she's to her. You know, it's not a Machoilis. Zakter, it doesn't make a difference. Mafnash tois. Why? Because lechatchila legozer b'chlal on some parts of mechagris. Since there was always this problem, she'en lecha kol mito umito, memel lechatchila the gzerer was only from gris and on, only from when it's out of the ballpark of machlis. Anytime that it's possible to jail machlis, that b'chlal doesn't have a din of kesem. Memel lezakter, it's very good to feel this. That which you don't find anywhere in the poskim, that the machal between whether the Kesem is Adam or the Kesem is Shachar. It doesn't make a difference if it's red or if it's black. Even though Zichr Dam Macherlis, you can only be Taylor if it's red. Can't be Taylor if it's black. Why don't we find the Chilak in the Poiskim? Zokter, because it's Legozru. Pachs Michigris, Legozru Chazal Bechlal. And he says, that's the Lashon. If you look at the Torah, the Shulchan Aruch, that's the Lashon that they bring down. Pachs Michigris, Legozru. He's Medaik the Lashon. Legozru. It's not someone that were able to be Taylor. It's a Legozru. It's a Begadah Legozru. The Hainu, they Bechlal, when they were Masak in the Dinak Samim, it only was from a Gris and on. Up until a gris, doesn't go b'chlal into the parasha of some. Tip is dam kechagla. It's only talking about the rice. It's not talking about the rice. Not talking about some. No. Zechar. No. It's in achrin. Chol. It's not down.
That's 100%.
That's how. First of all, when you said last week, Simon or Siba. So even the Sidra Torah wants to tie now that Rashi and Tosis can sign even the Ravid, maybe even the Rashi says, go that it's a Siba, go that it's a Simon. Nevertheless, Rav Rishenim go that it's a Siba. That's how we go Allah Lamaisa, that it's a Siba. In the middle, you always need a Hargasha. If you don't have Hargasha, that's how the Rajba, the Ramban, the Rambam, the Ran. That's how they all go. And now if they look at the Aruch HaShulchan, he's chiluk on the Sidra Torah, he says, Lehoiv, Lehnivra, there's no other tzad b'chlal. There is no Rashi v'tesis that hold out that way. There's no other tzad b'chlal that it's a simen, it's only a sibo, a kuliyam. That's Pashas how we go. That's zikr how it's ongenuman la'alach la'maisa, even though maybe we'll see there are shittas that say such tzad, not that way. But, Pashas la'alach la'maisa from Rav Rishenim and from all the Achreinim, that's how we pass on that it's a sibo. Mamela, she knows that it's vada yatsami gufo, she didn't have our goshen, we're only having their abundance. Says the Miltsdoka that if it's less than a gris, you're still out of. She's to her. Why? It's part of the gris legozer. The Sidra Torah, on the other hand, brings it down. He says he's chaylik on the Miltsdoka, and he says not true. If you look at the Raiv and the Bali Hanefesh, Kiveger brings it down. La halacha lemaisa. It's also in the Pesach Tshuva. They say that kesem shachar pachs mechigris. You're not allowed to be tailored. Can't be tailored. Why? You can't be tailored in machilas. There's no din of pachs mechigris legozru chazal b'chlal. It's only kolkama that you can be misapik. Maybe it's a machilas. Then you always have a tliyah. You're always allowed to be tailored machilas. But that's only if you can be tailored machilas. If you can't tailor machilas, you don't have the tliyah, and she's going to be tameah. That means zokter lahedya. He brings the raya from the crazy place. He passes like this. We'll see. There's kama v'kama friend in the hole like this. That if she sees dam that's yotza megufo. Filu pachas micha gris. Agam that she's not tamei with the rice because she didn't have her gasha. Nevertheless, she's tamei with the rabbanon mishum kesem. Zichr if it falls on Darshan Makabal Tumash, she's going to be Torah. If it's a big Nitzah Wim, she's going to be Torah. But the Pachmich agrees that you have to be Torah, that we're telling Machil is up there, it's like the crazy placey. And Sidra Torah brings it down, Allah, he says, you're going to be Tameh. Why? Because you can't be Taylor Machilis. You always need the Tliya. You could always be Taylor Machilis, but you have to have that possibility. If you don't have the possibility to be Taylor Machilis, in a Hanami, not going to be Taylor Machilis. Mamila, Lalacha, black is, Pachsmich and Gris is going to be a problem. If she sees Pachsmich and Gris, Vadim Gufa, it's going to be a problem. Nowadays, we're going to have to say like the Chassam Sofer says. We're not going to be able to say like this. Now, Ba'etzim, this second sound like the Sidra Torah is tiny, not like the Miltzalka. It's the Chorma Furish in the Rambam, the way the Rav Magen learns. Zot the Rambam, Yisur Biyot Perek Teas Al Chavav, Ma Bein Kesem Aninsal Besara, the Kesem Aninsal Begadel. Sha Kesem Aninsal Besara, Eile Shir, Aninsal Begadel, and with Amad Sheik Yigris. The Rambam holds that this whole din, that we lana Bithrila of Machrilis Ad Kigris, that's Dachko Al Begadel, on Chaluku. When it's all Besara, it's, she's Temei Afil Vamashu. There's no Shir of Kigris. What's the makar of the Rambam? Saw Samuel Pierce, says the Rav Magi. The makar is the Gemara. The Gemara says Al Bisar is Safek Tomei, Safek Tor, Tomei. Al Chalukah Safek Tomei, Safek Tor is Tor. Bela says the Rav Magi. The Rambam understood when you have Pachas Michigris Al Bisar, what's your choice? It's either from her and she's Tameya, or Pachas Michigris. It's only Al Bisar. Maybe it's Machilis. So you have a Safek, Safek Tomei, Safek Tor. Safek gets me from Gufa. Or Safik, it's from Me'alma, Dainu from Machilis. You have the glatt of Safik, like it's stating Gemara. Safik Tomei, Safik Tor is Tomei. Mamela, she's going to be Tomei. You're not going to be tailored to Machilis. Now that only passes if you learn like the Sidra Torah learns. That it's not Begedu Le'gozru, but if you understand that it's a Le'gozru on a, someone pops me to Gris, then there's no Safik. Maybe it's Machilis, maybe it's not Machilis. Some of only start from more than a Gris. What's the difference between Begedu? It's from Besara. Even if it's on Besara, it doesn't have it in Kesem Bechal. Doesn't have it in Kesem until it's more than a gris. But maybe she's going to be third. The Rambam is a shittas yichido b'davar zeh. Rabbi Nisim holds like this also. The Gemara Maimon brings down that al b'sar apachs mechagris is tamei. But Rabbi Yishenim, this is how we pass on the halacha. The Rajba, the Ravid, the Ramban, they all learn that al b'sar also dafka when it's more than a gris. Apachs mechagris, she's going to be third. The Chori, you could say that they learn that it's a big gadol. But for them, it's a legozer. Mamela, it doesn't make a difference that you can. It's a suffix, whether it's not a suffix machil, it's a suffix migufo. Bechlal doesn't have it in kesim. Until it's more than a gris, it doesn't have it in kesim. The only problem is that it's not so glad. You can't just stand like that with all the rishonim, because one of the rishonim that holds that that al bisara, it's only tmeya, if it's more than a gris, is the ravid. And we just brought down the ravid before in the Bali Nefesh that holds that pachmich a gris, if it's shachar, you're tamei. So it's muchach that he learns that it's not a legozu. If it's a legozu, then even pachas mechagris, if it's black, you're going to be tar. Vice Tesi holds that it's not a legozu. Eba zeh, vasepes that he holds that al bisara, suffix, until a gris, you're tar. L'chor, you don't have the legozu, you should have the same raya that the Rambam has. Kol al bisara, suffix tome, suffix tar, he's going to be tome. Maybe it's a machilis, maybe it's not a machilis. Al bisara, machmer. L'chor, bedas arayv, you could say one or two mahalchem. You could say that in a chanami, itaka holds that it's not together legozer bechlal. Chazal didn't say legozer. Memela pachs michigris. If it's shachar, it's going to taka be tummy. However, why don't you have the raya of the Rambam? Because the raya of the Rambam is not such a klora raya. Chayin really down in the Rambam. The Rambam says if you learn like the Rav Magid says, but that's the Rambam. That the makor of the Rambam, the reason why pachs michigris al besara is going to be tummy is because it says safik tummy kol besara is safik tummy safik tor is tummy. Memela over here, you have a suffix whether or not it's from Machilis or suffix whether or not it's from Gufa. Memela were Taylor that if it comes from Gufa, she's going to be Tami. L'chor, where do we see this Gemara that says suffix Tami, suffix Torah, Abusara, suffix Tami, suffix Torah is Tami? That was the Gemara that's a Zedain, but over B'shuk Shatabachim. And the Gemara has a Rechocha there. Since it was over B'shuk Shatabachim, Memela, if it was from her, she should have found it on her Basar. When she finds it on her Cholak, she's going to be Torah, because if it was from her, she should find it on her Basar. And if she finds it on her basar, she's going to be tamei, because if it was me'alma, she should have found it on her chalak. So Mamela, the reason why we say al basara safek tamei safek tor is going to be tamei is because we have a chacha that it can't be me'alma. Because if it would be me'alma, she should have found it on her chalak also. The chalak is also on her chalak. Only on her chalak, but also on her chalak, depending on which region you learn like. But you should have also found it on her chalak. That only passes when we're handling the avar b'shuk shal tabachim. So you could say, since you were b'shuk shal tabachim, and she only found it on her basar, it has to be that it came from her guf. Because if it came from me'alma, she should have found it on her chalak.
But when we're handling a macherlis, it's pachas michagris. She finds pachas michagris on her basar. So there, the question is not that she was of reshuk shatabachim, she should find it on her cholik. What do you mean? It could be that it's macherlis. She has a macherlis that's not me'alma, macherlis that's on her basar. And she could be telling the macherlis without it getting onto her cholik. So you have no raya b'chlal to the safek tami that we're going to say, kol al basari, safek tami, safek tar, in a case where it's pachas michagris, to say that it's not from macherlis, it's from her guf. It's only when she's over Shuk Shatabach we have a chokha that it's not from Me'alma, because she should have found it on her cholik. But over here, that the whole shayla is, did it come from her guf? Or did it come from Macherlis? The Macherlis is not Me'alma. It's not Machayiv, the fact that she killed the Macherlis is not Machayiv that it should be on her cholik. It could be that she killed the Macherlis on her basur. And Me'mila, that's why she has the dam. So the very fact that Safik Tami Safik Tar is not going to be a Machayiv to say that Pachas Michagris, Al Basar is going to be Tomei like the Rambam wants to learn, like the Rav Maga wants to learn the Rambam. That's not sure in the Rebbe. The Rebbe can learn that it's not together like Gozru. And in the Hanami, if you can't be Tilin or Machirles, you're going to be Matamit. I mean, if it's Shachar, Pachas Michigris, you're going to be Matamit. Nevertheless, it's not sure in him that why doesn't he be Matamit when it's Al Besara up until the Gris? Because even without the Legozu, nevertheless, you don't have a Raya from the Gemara, call Al Besara, Safik Tamit, Safik Torah, it's going to be Tamit. Because Machirles is different than Shach Shatabach. That's one Mahalach. Now, that's only if you learn in the Rambam that that's the Makar of the Rambam. There's another Makar that's brought down. Basically, it brings down both these. He brings down the Rambam. We'll see Be'ez Hashem this week. He brings down the Rambam and brings down two Makaris in the Rambam. One is the Rav HaMagid, like we just said. Kol HaBasara Safek Tomei Safek Torah is Tomei. Another one is the Hagoyis Maimini. The Hagoyis Maimini wants to tell him that's the Rambam. The Makar of the Rambam, he says, it's a Svar that Gufa is Badek Eitzam Achilles. Kol Besara is Badek Eitzam Achilles. There's no suffix that maybe it's from Achilles, maybe it's not from Achilles. Why? Because Gufa is Badek Eitzam Achilles. It's such a Sfar, it really comes from a Gemara in Daf Yudal and Manav. It says, Oysa Mokam is Badek Eitzam Achilles. There's no Tzad Bechla when the Isha does a Badika, which has Tashmish, that we find Nimtzal Shaloi, finds Dam to be Taylor Achilles. The Gemara says, Oysa Mokam is either Baduk Beitza Machilis, Dachuk Beitza Machilis, Shayl Lashaynis, Zichr, you can't be Taylor Machilis. Says the Agoyis Maimini, he brings it from Rabbeinu Simcha, and wants to say this Pshat of the Rambam also, that the rest of her body is also Kibaduk Beitza Machilis. In other words, even though every single bed has Machilis in, like the Gemara says, nevertheless, her body doesn't have Machilis. It's not Choshish that she has on her body Mamish Machilis in. Ramil, there's no Tzad to be Taylor Machilis. If that's the case, so then in a Hanami, you don't have to come on to call Safik Tami, Safik Tor is going to be Tami. Even though he likes it too, you'll look inside, Be'ez Hashem. You'll see what the Agoyis Maimini says. L'chor, it's a Svar, B'fnei Atzmai. You don't have to come on to rise from the Gemara. It's a Svar, Svar, Me'achutz. They call Al Basari, is Badek Be'ez Ma'achilis, May there's no Tzad to be Tzad Ma'achilis. Therefore, you have no Tliya. He's Zichur going also that it's not a Le'gozru, because if it's Le'gozru, so then what do I care that it's not a Ma'achilis? Nevertheless, they were never Gris, they're possibly Gris. However, but that's the Ravid, we still, what can we say but that's the Ravid in the fetus? The Ravid holds that Pachas Michigris is metame if it's Shachar. And that means that it's not a Legozu. If he goes with the Agoyis Maimini, so then you should have a Svar, call Gufa as Baduk Yitzam Achilles. And Mamila, it shouldn't be metame. Al Besar, Pachas Michigris. So either you can say that he's chelik tak on that svaro, like the Gemara says daf yidal, the daf koi samakum is bodek itzam achilus. The rest of the body is takana bodek itzam achilus. You can say he's chelik on that, or you could say that there's taka gedda to the leigozru, and that is that in a chanami there's a leigozru chazal were leigozru on pachas michagris, but it wasn't across the board leigozru. The chatchila when they made the takano of pachas michagris, they said of ksamim, they said daf when you can't be tailored in machilus, any time that you could be tailored in machilus. Then across the board we're going to tell machilis. Even if it's a makom that doesn't have, it's not so much shchiach. We're going to say that that place also you can be telling machilis. It's only when you couldn't be telling, but lechatchila when they made the takana, they only made it with the gather. It has to have some gather. They didn't just say more than until after the gris, it doesn't have the kasa makal. They said that any time you can be telling machilis, we're always going to be telling machilis, even though it's not mistaver, even though she doesn't know that she killed it, v'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. Nevertheless, you could always say that maybe she. Hey, you never know. Maybe she taka killed the machilis, and Amila always allowed to be telling. But that's only in a mokim that it's possible to say that there's such a machilis. In a place that there's no machilis, Memela, says the Ravid, Al Basara, it is possible that for there to be machilis. The only place that the Gemara says that it's not shayach is the Ba'is HaMokim. But the rest of her body, it is possible to be machilis. Memela, you're always allowed to be Taylor machilis, even on her body. Why is he Matama Shachar? Because Lichatchila was never shayach to be Taylor Shachar. The legazer was any time they could be tailor machilis, you could always be tailor machilis. Mele Bezbanazai also, you could always be tailor machilis. We don't have machilis and like that. The kind of was lechatchila, you could be tailor machilis. Ken zayn. But lechatchila in those days when they were masakin. In those days it was shaykh to be tailor machilis. But mele, we take down the takana that they had in those days, the Bezbanazai. Those days was shaykh to be tailor machilis. Now this also we say this, and mele legazer, we're left with legazer. However, Shachar was never shaykh to be Teilem Achilis. Mamela never went into the Legazru of Chazal to say that you could be Teilem Achilis if it's less than a gris and it's Shachar. So Kenzan, even in the Legazru there's Gedarim, there's limitations, there's a Gedar to the Legazru. It's not Pashat Stamazay across the board. Kumdais, we have two Mahalchin, and why Bezmanazay, even though we don't have Machilis in that are that big, why are you allowed to be Teilem in such a Machilis? Why? Either like the Chassam Sofer says, because it was only up to tires, and even though we don't have tires nowadays, we're not going to be more machmir than when they had tires. The second reason is also like also. Now, if you want on the, if you want to attack a nemon like this milt stock that says mefurish, that it's begedel like also, actually you can say that that's pshat in irshayish b'chazirim also. That's pshat in the Rashbam. Shteini gemara irshayish b'chazirim in choishin b'mishum ksamim. In choishin ksamim says the Rashbam. Im Rashbam the filo yis mechagris filo minachog lemata filo minesaska filo makash yish legalea. Still, you're tailing. So we asked, what do you mean? Of course, that's the whole chiddush of Yerushayish b'chazirim. Once you have it, that it's pachas b'chagriz, it's ma'alam b'chagriz, you don't have to come onto a kliya of Yerushayish b'chazirim. Samazay, it's not tummy. If you were tiny, the ein choshishin, what was in this chadish here in Yerushayish b'chazirim, is ein choshishin. They weren't gezer on some machlal. It has a begeder of legozer. That means even though she knows she didn't leave her house, they weren't gezer on some in Yerushayish b'chazirim. It has a gather of legozer. The same way Aldera that we're tiny by gris, that it's begedel legazru, and even though you know that you can't be tailored, like the Ramil Tzaka says, even if it's shachar, and you know it's zechir nan machoilis, this is legazru. We realize the same thing by Yerushayish b'chazirim. Yerushayish b'chazirim, the lashon is ein choshishin mishum samim. Your mom, a lashon that we don't find says Aruch Laner in the entire parak. Ein choshishin. They weren't gris of bachlal mishum samim. And that's what they're bringing down. That's what the guys Maimonides and the Ozer Ruh brings down from the Rashbam Nalacha. The Chiddush is, even though it doesn't make sense to be Taylor, she knows Vada, she didn't leave her house. Nevertheless, Ein Chayish Mishum Saman. There's no Dinik Saman in Yerushayish B'chazirim. The only Shvar Kalifidus is the Hemshech of Tesis. Tesis continues. Mi Oimeri, Dein Lis Mechazer Akshav Lahokok, Shemaitzik Saman, Makum Shein Regilas Ligim Hem B'chazirim. You can only be saying upon it nowadays. In a place that it's in regular legal him as a chazirim. Mashmoy says, even though it's a Yerushayish b'chazirim, but since the chazirim don't brush up against the people, they're not around, in legal him chazirim, the meal ain't listening chazal ma'isam. The only challenge is why not? If we're understanding that it's a begedel legozru, so the same thing that by gris there was a legozru, and b'meila nowadays, even though we don't have machilas like that, you're still allowed to be tailor up until the gris, because legozru lechatchila on ksamim, so then the Yerushayish b'chazirim also, as long as it still blives the Yerushayish b'chazirim, there's still chazirim in the ear, there's legozru in the city. I grant these chazirim, taka, don't brush up against the people. Ain regilas liga bahin chazirim. It's not that there's no chazirim. Ain regilas. And we're not a Yerushayim b'machilasin. We're Yerushayim b'machilasin. The Torah says, but once they were legozru, lechatchila, so then, hisnishkin, it's not a kesef machal. So once it had the din of Yerushayish b'chazirim, but lechori, that's the teretz. What's the chilek? The chilek is like this. Hey, tishkinir chesheish b'chazirim. What's the gedder though? So while there were, like we wanted to tell you before in the Ravid, that legozru wasn't a legozru across the board. Legozru was that even though not every single place has a machoilis, nevertheless they said, since machoilis is so rogil, ein lechokom mito mito, mamish, ein lechokom mito mito, even the king of Achashverosh's bed still had machilas in every single one. Later then, I don't know. But since it's regilis for every single person, it's a rogel, it's a davar rogel, b'chol makrin, or a kama makrinis, they have machilas in. But Melech Hazal were geizer in all the different places that there should be a p'tur of machilas in. Even the places that don't have. Since it's so rogel, Melech they were geizer everywhere. This is sorry. Ramesh wants a taina, an igros Ramesh, chelak gimel, nun gimel. He wants a taina this to be masber machlokes between the chavetz das and the milt stakum. What's the taina? What's going to be the din if somebody finds a kesem on her striped underwear? She finds it's black white stripes, and she finds a big kesem that's 1.5 times the size of machlokes. It's a gris and a half. And exactly half of it is on a black stripe, and exactly half of it's on a white stripe. So you have 3/4 of a gris on a white stripe, and 3/4 of a gris on a black stripe. What's going to be the din?
So lefi the meal stalker, it's very glat. The part that's on the black is bigdei tzivonim legozel. That doesn't have a dinner kesem b'chlal. All you left is with 3/4 of a gris that's on the white. Up until the gris, legozel chacham. Your turn. However, says the Chavis Das, no, she's going to be tameh. Why? Because here we know that the kesem was more than a gris. I know that it's not a machilis. It's 1.5 times the size of machilis. It's a gris and a half. So Zichr know that it's not. I don't have to reckon with half because half fits on a big ditzivainim. Machnishtais, but I know that it's not from a gris, from machilis. So even the second half that is only 3/4 of a gris, it doesn't have the ptur that legozu chacham on the kesem. Says Ramesha, because the Chavis Das understood that the gzeir lechatchila was that there were geyser in every place that has a machilis. There were geyser that since it's so ragol memela, all the places, even if they don't have machilis in, there were geyser across the board. You're always allowed to be telling machilis. Even in those places they didn't have machilis, didn't make a difference. It was so ragol that there were geyser across the board. Memela nowadays also, you still have that gzeir. You still have that heter that you're allowed to be telling machilis. We don't have nowadays, but the lechatchila when there were geyser was geyser aloy gozru. To include even places that don't have, since it was so rabbal. So nowadays we don't have, it doesn't make a difference. It's nichlan, the legozru. But that's only legozru, the legozru only went so vite to say, kokama that it's shaykh to be tailor machilis. It's not rogo machilis, but it's shaykh. It's shaykh to be tailor machilis, it can be tailor machilis. When it's not shaykh to be tailor machilis, like we send the raven, when it's prophets mechagris and it's shachar, it's not shaykh to be tailor machilis, that wasn't nichlan, the legozru. But Mela says, Ramesh, but that's the chav is das. That's the reason why he's matame. When it's half on a tzivainim and half on white, you can be matame. The half that's on white is box mechagris. Doesn't make a difference. I know that it didn't come from her. I know that it didn't come from achagris. Zichr came from her. Because it's more than a gris. The entire kesem is more than a gris. Zichr didn't come from achagris. Mela, she's going to be tame. Eba say that that's together, so you can say that that's a chiluk between Irshish Chazirim and Machilis. Machilis, like the way they gather that Ramesh is timing, is that there were geyser, even there's Achashverosh, 127 countries, yeah. However many we have, let's say we have 100 countries. So you have 85 of them, there's Machilis in. So there were geyser, like geyser, across the board, to say that all 100 countries, even though not in all of them, it's so ruggled, since it's so ruggled, 85, there were geyser across the board, that everything should have the heter machilis. We have that apostas, even nowadays. Even nowadays, we don't have machilis in, but we're loy gara from the 15 cities that were back then also, that were nichol in the loy gozer. We're nichol in the loy gozer, it doesn't make difference. Since lechatchila, there were never geyser in some that you could be telling machilis, but really, nowadays also. It's shayach to be telling machilis. Theoretically, there is that possibility, but nowadays we don't have machilis in. It's like the other places, in those that didn't have machilis in. Mamela, Bismanazah also, you're still going to have the heter. But at Yershish Bachazirim, wasn't a dover rogol that they said any year which is all cities have this heter of Yershish Bachazirim? Specifically, something specific when you get Yershish Bachazirim. Any city that has a din of Yershish Bachazirim is mainly going to have the ptur of Legazir Kusam. And you're not going to have to be Yershish Bachal. However, Kolkama that you're mafkia the din Yershish Bachazirim because they're not rogoligas, doesn't have Yershish Bachazirim anymore. Mamela, you can be to me. Now, if you look at the Lashon of the Rambam says 3 times in Perek Tes, which is the Perek Batlius of Psalm, 3 times he says the Lashon of Legozru. 1 time is on the Davar Shinim HaKabal Tumo, Legozru Chachomim Ksam. 2nd time is Big Day Tzivayim, the Chazal Warren Grazer Ksam. And the 3rd time is Irshish Bahazirim. Legozru Ba. Mamash Al Derech, what we're talking now in the Meal Tzaka, that the Vard of Irshish Bahazirim is not Samazai's Ein Chayshishin. It's Legozru Bachlal, Legozru Mishum Ksam. The only shaila is why Taka does the Rambam not say by Pas Mechigris? He doesn't go, it's Zichr, the Rambam, the Shitase, like we're saying before. The Rambam by Pas Mechigris doesn't say the Gozru. The Shitase, the way that Rabbi Masber and the Rav Magid says, because maybe it's a Machalis, maybe it's not a Machalis, Mukhr that he learned that Machalis is not together the Gozru. He only says about Yushish Bachazir and Mikhil Sivarinim and Davashim Makabal Tumor. A Pas Mechigris, Taka doesn't go that way. Now, if you learn that it's taka like this meal tzaka, that it's a ein chesh mishum ksam, then even though ken zayin chazirim are only the lashon of Rashi, chazirim are maitiz and dam, they're maitiz dam, and the dam is her not dam of a person that maybe is black, dam of shkatzim ramashim, like the other rishonim say. So pash this lachur by irsheish b'chazirim, you could only be oichlin shkatzim or maitiz and dam, Rashi says. So pash this lachur and irsheish, if we're gonna say legozru. So then you could be Tele even Dam which is black, Lachur. Because Ibgadal Legozru, like the Mil Tzaka says. But Lachur Lefi, the way that the Ravid learned that even by Machilis,
the legazru didn't include black because it wasn't shaykh to be included in the machilis. So to lechare the rabbi lishitase is going to learn by yir sheish by chazirim. Even if you're going to tanya that it's a legazru, nevertheless it's only legazru something which is shaykh because of the chazirim, something which is not too shaykh to be telling the chazirim. Black blood lechare is not going to be matamim. However, if you look at the ravid, the lashon of the ravid is in the Sharik Samim. He says when he's quoting this in Oisi Beis Yud Gimel, he says Chalukazu. He's talking about a case Chalukazu of the Cheskasei. Achal pishi yoimid becheskas baduk. He's talking about a case of a cholok which lost its cheskas baduk. The only time the question for someone on a cholok if it was checked at one point. If you someone say bought it secondhand from somebody, it wasn't checked, then you got it secondhand from somebody, wasn't bought new. Then you're not questioned for Ksamim. Because the Groves B'Tel that was there before, it's Ein Bodek. And he says, Chalukazu, he's talking about a certain case, Chalukazu of the Cheskasei, Af Bisha Ein Bechasim is Bodek. And right after that, he says, Bechain Ir Sheish Bechazirim, Ein Cheshim Liksamim. So too, Ir Sheish Bechazirim, Ein Cheshim Liksamim. Mashma that he understood, Vidarsh and Smukhin, I heard this from my Chavrusa, Eliezer Margolis, when I learned this in the past, he wanted a time that if Vidarsh and Smukhin in the Ravid, then the Vard of the Ravid is not Alta Legozu Chacham Bechlaw. It's that it has a din of a cholok shein abadim. When you're in the irshish for chazirim, since the chazirim always make these different things, dam, mainly your beged is always together a beged shein abadim. And I found that betzum it's lahedil at the end. The rabbi sums up all mit and the sharik salim. He sums up the halachas bekitzer, and he says adin hashlishi sheyesh makom shein choshin liksamel bein meruba bein mur bein shachar bein adam kigun irshish for chazirim b'cholok shein abadim. So he says, Yimamish says, Ir Sheish B'Chazirim Chalik Shein Abadim. And he says, not only that, but Ir Sheish B'Chazirim Minari B'Chayish B'Shachar. The Hainu, even if you're not going to go with a Legazru, nevertheless, the Rav would understand that it's a Ir Sheish B'Chazirim as together a Chalik Shein Abadim. Since there's Chazirim that are walking constantly, there's Chazirim that are spritzing different things, Dam and other things, but mainly your Begit always has a din of Begit Shein Abadim. Begit Shein Abadim, Minari B'Chayish 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 B'Chayish. Machdash says what type of kesem it is. Kesem if it's shachar, if it's adam, it's shachar. It doesn't make a difference. It has a din of chalak shein abadim. Mainly, even if you're going to go with a legazru and say that the legazru included, generally we're going to say legazru. But like the rabbi said, legazru doesn't include black because it couldn't be possibly included. However, he says when it comes to yirshish mechazirim, it doesn't have a din of legazru. Kenzayin and tesis where you want to tie it, maybe it has a din of legazru. The Ravid says it has a din of chalak shein abadim. Mela, you don't have to be chayish even sign with its adam, sign with its shachar. Agav lafi this, you don't have to say in Taisis that it has a din of legazru. You could also say it has a din of chalak shein abadim. The only thing is, it's a little bit sosim in Taisis. Taisis doesn't shtel tzu and say, oh, it has a din of chalak shein abadim. Oim Rashbam, afilu yis mechagris, afilu min achogu lamata. It's mashmi just putting out the halachas for you. Not because that it didn't chalak shein abadim. More being mazb with the lashon, mein chayish liksamel, which if you were saying it could be out of the Gazru, or like the Rabbi is saying, as a beggar shein abadik. That's been again to Ir Sheish B'Chazirim and Machrilis. Just two more nekudas. Been again to the other makomis that we find clears. Is it a din of a clear or is it a legazru? The first one is pish. We have Machrilis been again to pish. The Gemara says, the Rabbanan Damri Teilel Ad Kamal, according to the Rabbanan, the Chaylik on Reb Chanin ben Atignis and Reb Shimon Gamliel, they hold you could be Teilel even more than a gris. Until when can be Teilel? Om Reb Nachman Yitzchak Teilel be Pishpesh v'ad Keturmus. You let it be Teilel in a Pishpesh v'ad Keturmus. Tan Rabbanan Pishpesh Zeh Arke Kerach Boi V'tam Kereich Hebris Kruz Leish Kol Amoy Loi Mariach Loi. The Gemara says that any time that you kill a Pishpesh, you smell it. Mele, there's a big machlekes la'alach la'maiso whether or not you're ever allowed to be Teilel in a Pishpesh. The Rash Bataina is like this. He says that if it's Matsui, if Pishpishin are Matsui, so Kuliyam are Maskim, Sayyid are Rabbanon, Sayyid Chacham, Sayyid Shum Yom Liel, Sayyid are Rabbanon, they're Maskim, they're allowed to be Taylor in a Pishpish always. And then Lechura, you're allowed to be Taylor in a Pishpish just like a Machrilis. That means there's a Lashon of the Tur, says in Kufzali, Heicha Shaharg and Pishpish on Utena Bayat Keturbis. When she kills a pishpesh, then it has all the dinim of a gris. Whatever we're going to say for gris, we'll say for a pishpesh. Says the Rashba, in a makom which is a rogel to have pishpeshin, then everybody's maskim allowed to be telling a pishpesh. The chura would be telling the same machlek as a machilis. If you hold this legozu, it's legozu. If you hold this not a legozu, you have to be able to be telling a machilis. So to over here, you have to be able to tell a pishpesh. When it's
Einu matzi klal, everybody's maskim that you're not toilet. The whole machlokes is afterwards, matzi v'einu matzi. There the chacham holds, you're allowed to be toilet. B'shem gulil holds, you're not allowed to be toilet. However, the Rosh on the other hand says, you're never allowed to be toilet.
Why? Zak the Rosh. Pishpesh, im hiricha reichoi toilet, ad keturmes.
Davik and Esaskim b'ksam. If you smell the pishpesh, says the Rosh, then it's, you know for sure you killed one. It's like Nesaskim b'ksam, you're allowed to be toilet it. Avo mistamba leitalina bein, b'shem gulil shchiach. But mistamba, you're not toilet it, because it's not shchiach. Now what does it mean it's not shchiach? So the Beis Yosef has two pshatim of what it means not shchiach. L'chor, the posh of pshat, l'shchiach means that it's not shchiach, they have pishpashim. Dainu, it's not a dover shchiach like a ma'achoyles. And maybe you're not allowed to be telling it. The shayla is, Ebazei, what did the Rabbanon hold? How come the Rabbanon hold you're allowed to be telling it? If it's not shchiach, so how come the Rabbanon hold you are allowed to be telling it? Even if you didn't kill it. If you killed it, everybody's maskil not to be killing it. Elamai, you didn't kill it. So, in Vazgit Machlekes. If it's Lo Yishchiach, then why did the Rabbanon hold that you're allowed to be killing it? So, if you would learn, Takal al-Derech, that we learned before in the Machlekes, that even in places that it wasn't Ruggle, but since it was so Ruggle in other places, mainly they made a Legozru to include even the place that wasn't Ruggle, so you can say the same thing also. Harav Lo Yishchiach means Bet Mesnat Shchiach. However, since in those days, said the Rabbanon, there were places that were Shchiach, so Mimila, they were made a Legozru in all the places and said, up to the places that was Shchiach, even on the places where it's not Shchiach, you're allowed to be Tehillim. On that, the Rosh says, no, we're not going to go that far to be Mekel, like the Rabbanon, to say, since it's not Shchiach, we're not going to be Mekel like on them. And we'll only be Mekel in a Makom which we know for sure that you killed. That's going to get to Pishpishin. So if you learn that it's, that like the Rajbo, by Makom Arogo, that were Tehillim, Kenzan, that has a din of Legozu, but the Pashas, the whole din of Pishpish, doesn't have a din of Legozu, it never gets a din of Legozu, it's only when you know that you killed, and even if it's a makom which is Ragul, Matzi Vein Matzi, Pashas doesn't have a din of Legozu, and you just anything under the size of a turmis, you're allowed to be Taylor. Pashas, there has to be the Heicha Timsa to be able to tailor it in a Pishpish. The last Nakuda is Benegea to Lamaila Min HaChogar. What's the story with Lamaila Min HaChogar? Let's say she knows Vadai that she wasn't ever B'shukshat HaBachim, and she finds, we locked her in a room, we locked her in a cell, solitary confinement, and she wasn't over, there was no shuk shel tabachim, and she finds dam on her shem. Is she tmei or not? Does she need a taliyah, or there was never a gzerik some bachlal mal menachov? So lachur the mashmoyis of the gemara in the testament aleph says how you alav tipe dam lamata v'tipe dam lamayla telu be'alay naiki gris. The way that the Rav Rishenim learn, aside from Rashi, maybe the Rambam, Rav Rishenim learn like Tesis, that the shayla is where she finds dam Lamaila menachogar and dam lamata menachogar. So you're allowed to be tailor that wherever the dam lamata menachogar came, the lashon of places is shema kamoisha el yirin me al maasi tachtinami me al maasi. Wherever the dam on the top came from, the dam on the bottom came from. Mamela, even though she has finds dam kineged beis ator for lamata menachogar, nevertheless, since she finds dam lamaila menachogar also, you could say wherever the dam lamaila menachogar came from, that's where the dam lamata menachogar came from. You're allowed to be tailor. Mashma that you need a tliyah. The shreli of the Gemara is you need a tliyah. And if you wouldn't have a tliyah in the top, then you wouldn't be able to be tailed at the bottom either. You need a tliyah. However, the lashon of the Torah Abayis is, he says, al chaluku lavad kol shulamayla min achogar lo ilum tahirum vafilu ein la b'mad l'tlis. Even if she has nothing to be tailed. V'arimrim shemen es asking b'ksam av lavadayta. Maybe, hey, you never know. Maybe she touched something. Es asking b'ksam she didn't realize. She played with ketchup. She finds a huge stain. Maybe it was seven machoilis in that got killed right next to each other. I didn't see any. Hey, you never know. Maybe it was. The mashmoyis of the lashon is lacharyo. Afilu in lo b'mad litlis. Mashmoyis of his lashon is that you don't need a tliyah. Not only that, it's also if you take a nidid to tliyah, where do we ever tayla in more than one machilis? If you don't find the machilis dead there, you never tayla in more than machilis. Even when there is a machilis dead, there's shalif, you could have two machilis in. When there's no machilis dead, to ever say that maybe seven machilis in got killed next to each other and therefore she's tayla, we never find such a thing. It's mashmah, you don't need a tliyah b'chlal. And even if it's not shalif to be tayla. The only thing is, if that's not true, so why does he have to say that we're allowed to be tailor? Shemin etaskav alavadaita. They were never gerzer on some. Why does he have to come and emfrit shemin etaskav alavadaita? Shemin ma'achilis and nirtzav azu etazu. Why does he need to say the bachlal? If she's always tailor, even if she doesn't have anything to be tailor, she's always tahir. So just say that legozer on the ma'alam and achogar. Chazal were only gerzer when it's shaykh to come be gufa. If it's not connected based on Torah, they weren't gerzer. Why does he have to give emfrit? No. Shem nisaskav lavadaita. So after Taku is bothered by the Gemara that we said, Mashmoyis of the Gemara is Ha'ilat Tipin Demel Lamata V'Tipin Demel Lamala. Toba Elyon Akiris means that you're Toba the Tachtein in the Elyon, that wherever the Elyon came from, the Tachtein came from. So Amilu, you have to have some sort of Kliya that it said that it came from somewhere. In other words, if you're not trying to be Toba of the bottom anywhere, so in a Chanami, you don't need any Kliya in the top. But where you're trying to be Toba of the bottom, so you have to have some Yechilas to say that it came from, that the top came from somewhere. There's no Yechilas to say that the top came from somewhere. So much so that the Gemara says that if the top is only the size of Machilas, you can't be telling the bottom. Why? Because we say that there's just a Machilas on the top. But you can't be telling the bottom. There's no place to say that wherever the top came from, the bottom came from. You need some place where the top came from that you can be telling the bottom. The Mishael is, if that's the case, then why do you say Kama Machilas in Yirtzah Fuzuri Tzilzu? You can be telling that the top one came, that there was five Machilas and they got killed next to each other. That's not going to help you for the bottom. That's not a clear me'alma that we could say that wherever the dam on the top came from, that's where the dam on the bottom came from. The truth is, if you look at the Chedushim, the Rashi in this Gemara, Hitaka doesn't say such a tzad. He says Shema Nisasko or Ava Beshuk Shadabach Malav Adaita. He doesn't say the other thing of Shema Kama Machilas in Yirtzefu Zuetzuzu. But in a Chanami, Meku the Dina, Hitaka don't need a. I saw the Chutshon. He wants to tell also Lamalam and a Choger. Is Bechlal? He says Kach Iset Takanas Chacham Shein Tumas Kesom Melav Amakum Shiach Olav Mimakur Ve'in Zem Idin Tliya Alu Takanas Chacham. So that's what he learned. Lamalam and a Choger doesn't have a din of a Tliya Bechlal. And the Mela, even if she's in a solitary confinement, doesn't make a difference. She's going to her if she finds them on the top. If you can Zayin, if you want to be tailed at the bottom, in the top, then you have to have some Yechelis to say that the top came Me'alma. If the top didn't come Me'alma, even though the top is not going to be Me'tamer, she's going to be Tamer in the bottom. Unless you have some Yechelis to say, the top came Me'alma, and it's not from Machelis. One Machelis, we're not tailing. If the top is the size of one Machelis, we're not going to tail the bottom and the top. So the curve is the size of five Machelis in, and we're going to say that the five Machelis in came from the dam came from five Machelis, we're also not going to be tail the bottom in it. So five Machelis, we're on the top, we're on the bottom. It's only if we can be tail that the top came from Ovim B'Shuk Shatabachim, then we can say that the bottom also came from the same place that the top came from, and she's going to be to her. That's been again to the Sugya of some. Just two other Nekudas. One is Benegat Amar Makemis. Beis Hashem give Amar Makemis this week. I realize that the Elam is behind. Mela, please first finish up the Perek and see the Rishenim before you go weiter. Mela, I don't think anybody finished. Mela, and this week also, it seems that it's going to be a shorter week. So we did not give as much. I put down Amar Makemis. Beis Hashem Kuf Pei Gimel, if possible, and Kuf Tzadi Sef Alef, Chol HaPachas. When we see the Halacha, like I mentioned at the beginning, to see the Chol HaPachas, the Tur Beis Yosef, the Shach and the Taz, and the Pesach Tshuva. After that, if you could see the Teres, all the Teres Shlomans and the Teres Shlomans Tamas, I'd like to see. You see all the Teres Shlomans, you can see the Chavis Dasan, Sidri Tarek, Kol HaKavod, Matev Manoim, Lachim Simla, everything you can see is more. Is the better, the more the better. If you don't have the Yecharlis, so then see at least the Pesach Tshuva. I put down some Marmar Kremis on the paper, that's if you have, after you finish the Pesach Tshuvas, there's also Matzayim, Chavis Das, Sidri Tarek, Chulu, that's secondary. After you finish the Pesach Tshuvas, do that. If you don't have time, first do the Shach Tataz and the Pesach Tshuva. That's the ikur of what we want to see. And many of the Chavis Das and Sidri Tarek are brought down on the Pesach Tshuva. Mimela, that's the ikur of what we want to see, and you should go in that order. Just two nekudas with regard to the Rishiva Zatzal. There's a list of people that have been speaking over the course of the past week. I'm not going to try to compete with them. They have what to say. Just two nekudas that I want to bring out that I don't think were mentioned. One nekuda was mentioned, but I think it's very apropos for our chabur, and that is, like the Rishiva said when he spoke to our chabur last month, a few months ago, he spoke and he said about the achdus. That was the whole the Rishiva and Skisha Chabal Evachod Mishpach Asmir, the achdus and the people the Rizcha Daraisa and the people Chavir. It's something that is very conducive to Nimud Bechlal and Bechlal for Chabur, for one Chabur, that there should be this Indian of Pilba Chavirim, there should be the risk of the Raiso. You're not just here learning by yourself. You're learning, you have a Chavurso, but it's not just a Chavurso, it's the next person on the bench that you have an aura, speak to the guy in front of you. If the Erlim is Mefalfling in the same Nekudas, it brings in a Klarkite that you don't have if it's just you and a Chavurso. Just you by yourself, you Zikr don't have. You with Chavurso is a little bit better. When the whole Erlim is Mefalfling in the same Nekudas, the Hagosh of the Arise of the crazy you place you. I'm telling the whole thing, Imamish brings out a clerk that you don't have. It's the Nekuda to work on. Zikr, this is what the Rishiva was all about. It's Zikr, Chosh of the Chabur. The second Nekuda is, I don't think it was really touched on, maybe purposely it wasn't touched on, I don't know. But the Rishiva,
wasn't one of those people, as far as I know, that when he was 3 years old, he already knew Shish Sidur Mishnah, and by the time he was 12, he already had Shas down. By the time he was 15, he already did Yerushalmi twice. By the time that he was 18, he came from America wearing his baseball cap. A little less than we came from America. He came from America, from Chicago. He wasn't a Balkishan Otzim that had everything going for him, and he was just born into the Gadol Hador's house. B'chulu b'chulu. He was a person that very real, very able to connect to under a Masif. We came from the same place that he came from. If not, we were a little bit better off by the time we came to Eretz Yisrael. Probably we knew a lot more than he did by the time he came to Eretz Yisrael. And all that, I remember that Rishiva speaking by, I think it was last Siyam on Bava Kama, 6 years ago. He said sometimes he wakes up in the morning and he thinks another half an hour of sleep. I want another half an hour of sleep. So really he thinks to himself, should I? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Does he want me to go back to sleep now for half an hour? So me, maybe we say, yeah, Taka wants us to go to sleep for half an hour. He wants me to get up now, he wants to go to sleep for half an hour. Then I knew, he connected with Thurlam. I have the same nisyanis as you. I'm not Mr. Lamayla Menateva. Zichud Rishiv and his matzah, for sure. Probably every single day that he woke up in his life, he wanted to go back to sleep. But I have the same nisyanis as you. I want to go to sleep for another half an hour. The only thing is, the Rishiva took a one nekuda weiter. He always feared the thought process. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? And that's what made the Rishiva into the Rishiva. What does the Kadosh Baruch Hu want from me? Mimela, does he want me to go back to sleep or does he not want me to go back to sleep? We just don't get to that next thought process. I would like to go back to the sleep for another half an hour. Hit this news button. The Rishiva was very real. The Rishiva was very normal. The Rishiva was very down to earth. And he was in the same boat that we came from. And he became the Rishiva to such an extent that Mamash, he was a Baki in Chas, Baki in he would stick with Torah. He had chaburas that used to come to him. And all for, the entire yeshiva used to come to him and say chaburas by him. And he'd be murdering. And no matter what the topic was, he'd be sitting there. He'd be able to handle. He'd be able to. He became yeshiva that no matter from what Eda, from what group they're from, everybody was machshav the yeshiva. Somebody you saw by Levaya. Everybody, the whole achdus, the whole kishecha b'levachot, you saw by Levaya. Doesn't make a difference if you're American, if you're Israeli, if you're Ashkenaz, Sephardi, Litvish, Yerushalmi. Doesn't make a difference. Everybody was there. That's the nekuda to take out from the Rishiva. That he started off the same place that you started off. He didn't. I was by a different Levaya, unfortunately, the past week. By the time he was 21, he already finished Yerushalmi twice. A goyin otzam, a mamash a goyin otzam. And he was a massive Talmud Chacham. That's the nekuda, like Baruch Mordechai Mizrachi said when he spoke by the Levaya. He said, you have to have a sogas. Such a thing is possible. We don't really. By us, B'chol, it's not possible. We had a mensch that such a thing is possible. To finish Yerushalmi twice, by the time he was. The Rabbaran was a spall from him when he was a Bacher. Rabbaran was a goyin otzam. Was a spall from him when he was a Bacher. That's one nekuda you have to take out. You have to take out the other side also. That the people that started off the same place that we started off. It's just they put in the effort. They put in the effort. They always feared always, the thought process was always feared with. But what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu want for you? Everybody should take. There's so many kudas to take from the Rishiva. It says when Rav was there, 10 Talmidim took. He had 10 things that Rav was Noyagin. And different Talmidim took one thing. No one was able to take everything. It says Rishishis and Rishisif took that which Rav was Noyag, not to be Mistakal, Chutz Leidal Anam Yisuf. Really, that's why Rishishis and Rishisif couldn't help Tzachayim. And they both became blind from it. That was a nekuda. Shuvas Hagoyim says that that's what happened. But to take some nekuda, something from the Rishiva that a little more, a little bit beyond that, what you think that you can't do, a little bit beyond. An extra 5 minutes a day. See if you could put in an extra 5 minutes a day. I saw a maisa that the Rishiva was once trying to get money from a balabas, and he asked for a big amount. The balabas said, "I can't." So Rishiva whispered back. He says, "I can't either," and I do it anyway. So he got the check from the balabas. Yeah, the Rishiva could. He's a lot less healthy than anybody else that's here. Nevertheless, he pushed himself. And he became what he became. Yeah.